What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today we're going to get into some energy givers and energy takers and talk about
things that give you energy and things that take away your energy. Because what's the law in science? There's a limited amount of energy in this world and it can't be created or destroyed. It just gets transferred. So how can we make sure that the energy is always being transferred inwards instead of draining too much outwards, you know? Welcome to science class.
Freshman year. That's like high school freshman science.
Yeah. This is a topic, though, that we have wanted to do for a while, and we were waiting until we were a video podcast because I feel like it's a really good visual.
For video podcasts, because with every energy giver,
you can have a visual. And energy takers, I don't know, maybe some of those have visuals as well, but
I feel like the energy takers are
maybe less documented. We'll get into it, but like,
they're not as, like, they're not, like, things.
Mm-hmm.
More like concepts.
Concepts, feelings.
Feelings.
Actions of some sort.
All that stuff. But also energy givers, which we'll get into, are a lot more fun to look at. So we'll get into those. But before we do, let's talk about our highs, lows, goals of the week. You know how we start every episode. You know how we do.
So if you want to watch along with this episode, make sure you're watching on Spotify or YouTube. And of course, you can still listen everywhere else. But just love to remind you guys that we are releasing video options these days. So that's where you can watch. Okay. Highs, lows, and goals. What's your high?
Today feels like a high. We're just talking about this. For some reason, today feels like a nice summer day.
It feels like summer.
And not even in weather, because like, we're living in Singapore right now. Every day
is obscenely hot.
But for some reason, like, the energy, the vibes, never really feels like a nice summer day. You know what I mean? Like, beachy summer day, good energy, happy vibes. But today feels like it.
I don't even really know why.
We all, like, our whole family came to the conclusion
that today just feels good.
Like, I don't know why, but today just feels, the vibrations are a little bit higher today.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised because I didn't think that today was going to be that good of a day for me. Like, I had to wake up really early for a meeting, and then usually that will kind of throw me off because then I'm like, it's so early, I'm already tired, what do I do with the rest of my day? But the rest of the day has been great so far, and it's not even over, but for some reason it does feel like summer. I don't know what it was. I think it's the weather feels really sunny and clear and bright, and also you've been playing like summery music, so I feel like that's the soundtrack has been like summer as well.
I've been playing my summer. Basically, I have, like, four playlists, and they're just all really big. So the past, there's this one playlist, it's called Level 4, but it's literally every single summer I combined into one. So now it just, every time you listen to any music from it, it just feels like you're in a nostalgic, happy summer.
It's, like, multiple summers combined. Yeah. Because some songs just, like, feel like summer to you. Like, maybe they're not even, like, a summer song, but it's, like, your summer playlist, you know?
Right.
And so it just makes you feel like summer. Well, that's nice. I feel like that should be the soundtrack from now on because it's done good things, clearly.
Clearly. Well, I did say, like, I will be listening to Kid Quill for...
What else? I also played tennis with my mom outside today. And so that was nice. That also made it feel like summer as well because it was just, like, the two of us went on the court, hit some balls. If you didn't know this, and Catherine and I both played tennis in high school, junior varsity, all 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never graduated to varsity, but you know what? We slayed the JV team.
Second seed, JV. No big deal. It's no big deal.
We're doubles partners, because, you know.
Because our mom made us play tennis.
Our mom is a big tennis player, and we played a little bit growing up. Then we didn't play for a while, and then in high school, we didn't have a spring sport, I guess, like, I feel like we did track for, like, maybe a season or something. I don't know. I didn't want to do track. I liked cross country over track.
No, so we did both tennis for one season.
Or did we do both?
Yeah, we did both.
Of course we did. But we played some tennis. And I hadn't played tennis in a while. Like, every once in a while I pick it up for a little bit. But then I just, like, don't play it consistently. And I played today. And that also was nice and felt good. So today feels like the high of the week so far. And maybe it'll stay up. And hopefully it will stay up.
Maybe it'll crash down. Who knows? We'll find out.
You never know, but today, so far, is the high. What's your low?
Yesterday, I wanted to go to this, like, cafe on the beach for lunch, and I was going to take Caroline because I've been wanting to go there. But then it didn't rain, but it wasn't sunny, and it was just kind of like a what are you supposed to do now kind of day.
You know what we did, though? We laid down in the, like, the chairs at the pool. And it wasn't sunny, and it was actually kind of windy, so no one else was there. But we, like, laid on them for an hour, and I think I actually fell asleep. But, so that was your low, that we didn't get to go.
That it was supposed to rain, so we canceled it, and then we didn't.
It
didn't rain.
It was something that could have happened, and now it's, like, a ghost of a memory. I don't know what that meant.
Sometimes you just be saying things.
I don't know. My low was yesterday when we went to the gym. I don't know what it was. It was just, like, a really bad moment in, like, gym session for me. I don't know. I, like, felt bad in my head, like, so much that it felt almost puke-worthy. I don't really know exactly what triggered it or what caused it, but I was just all, like, anxious and overthinky and, like, in such a weird, funky mood that I just couldn't focus, and I felt, like, sick to my stomach a little bit.
I feel like that's easy to do at the gym.
I actually was thinking about that sometimes that happens to me at the gym, and I think it's because it's, like, a de-stressing activity. It's, like, an activity where it's, like, just you and your mind, and usually it's, like, used to de-stress or, like, get the thoughts and emotions out. So sometimes I feel like it brings up those feelings,
right,
and,
like,
thoughts,
it's just
and emotions.
Naturally, you're in your head a little bit more.
And sometimes that's a great thing because it can be, like, just enough that it's, like, motivational and it, like, pushes you. But then sometimes I feel like those feelings are, like, over the top where it flips over to then, like, being an energy drainer a little bit, if you will.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I just felt like my energy during my leg day yesterday was quite drained, and so I couldn't really focus, and I was in a bit of a bad headspace. But you know what? We got out of it because that was only yesterday, and today is feeling great.
Clearly is feeling good. And we've made both of our goals this week to focus on our energy givers.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to talk a little bit more about. So last week we talked about what to do when life is just not going right, like during difficult times, all of that kind of heavier, more depressing topic. But that's kind of what's been going on in our lives because life's been difficult. And I know we've talked to a lot of you guys about similar things, but energy givers and energy drainers, knowing what those are for you can be super helpful in just, like, number one, being aware of them. And there are some things that you can, like, make immediate switches to that are super easy, and some things that aren't super easy. We'll get into all of it, but just being aware of them, knowing what they are, and putting a name to these things can be helpful and, if nothing else, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Energy givers, as in things that you can do or, like, things that you can have in your life that just, like, immediately give you a boost of energy, a bit of a good mood, anything like that. And then energy drainers, on the other hand, situations, things, people can be included in both of these that feel like when you're exposed to them or they happen, that it just, like, pulls the energy out of you and it pulls you down. And I feel like just even by saying that, you can probably think of a few things on the top of your head that immediately give you that, like, energized feeling, or some things that just, like, frustrate you and just pull you down immediately.
Things that drain your energy.
Exactly.
Like, it's in the name. It's in the name. But we'll go through some of ours and some kind of common ones. Part of the double take was we asked you guys to, if you're following the Instagram, at Girls with Goals Pod, but we asked you to share some of your energy givers and energy drainers, and so we'll go over some of the most common responses that seemingly we all have in common.
Yeah, and we both sat down before this and took some time to think about ours, and I think everyone listening as well, whether it's during the episode or it's sometime after the episode, sit down and think about your energy givers and your energy takers, because knowing them can, like, help you so much to navigate your life and be a bit more intentional about what you have and don't have, or different coping mechanisms and things like that. And also, I feel like you'll be surprised. Like, you'll remind yourself of some things that you've forgotten about.
Yeah.
Or some things will come up and you're like, oh my god, that's so simple and it makes me feel so good. Why don't I do that more often? Or you might have some energy takers that you're like, I literally do that every day, or I do that so often. Like, why do I let that happen when I can literally identify this as something that drains energy from me? So it's just a helpful tool to be aware of for yourself.
And I think even just listing them or thinking about energy givers.
Gives you energy.
Gives you energy.
Not even, like, having to do them, like, the thought of it almost.
Yeah. I have a list. So if it looks like I'm reading them, it's because I am.
Actually, let me get my notebook. I, like, physically wrote them down.
Okay. Pause.
I got my notebook because that's where I wrote mine, and I also have my pen with me so that Welling Catherine lists them if it triggers any ideas for
me. Some of us
have original thoughts. Oh, yes, she has an iPad. And Catherine's an iPad kid. I am a notebook.
Check out the sticker.
Computer girl.
I'm trying to show you guys a sticker.
If you're watching, you can see. If you're watching, you can see our Girls with Goals stickers that if you guys were around, we did Podmas in December, which was like 12 days of Christmas giveaways. We did 12 mini episodes, and we gave away stickers and prizes. That was a time.
That was
oh my
time.
God. What a workload.
It was fun.
That was.
But the amount of sleep that wasn't had was a lot.
We do have a lot of leftover stickers from that, though. So
I have them right here.
Really? So at some point, we'll find some way to get more of you guys some stickers.
If you're watching, these are the stickers that we made. This was an impulse make. This was just a...
Can you see it?
You're not going to be able to see it.
It's just hard. It's like our cover logo picture. Sketched out. Or yeah, our cover
And then
picture.
These ones say...
Well, and Catherine's pulling those. I'm going to plant the seed of merch in your heads. Because that's something that we would love to do at some point. So if you guys want merch from us, like, let us know. Because obviously, you don't want to create something where you're not sure what the demand is like. But if there's demand... If there's demand... We want to make some things.
Okay, so here are the stickers. These two are just, like, little words.
Dream, believe, achieve, and strong, confident, courageous.
And then we have this one that was on my iPad.
Yeah, we love that one. A Rainbow Girls with Goals podcast.
Anyway, I made them.
She did, and Catherine designed them. And I put them all over a water bottle of mine, and then I lost the water bottle.
So energy givers, energy takers. Before we get into this stuff... We already said energy givers spark energy, spark motivation, inspiration, lift you up, all those good things. Energy drainers are the exact opposite, and they deplete your energy. They take away motivation, take away inspiration, just like a lack of all those good things. And everyone's looks different, especially going through people's. That was super interesting because there were a lot of common ones that we'll share, but there were a lot of like very specific. I feel like the more specific you get, the more unique you get.
Or like maybe like your favorite food or something, you know? Like it's not going to be the same for everyone.
Like Karen said today, playing tennis.
Maybe you prefer golf or soccer.
Yeah. All right, so some energy givers that I think can apply to everyone are getting outside, fresh air, sunshine, photosynthesis.
That's like immediate.
And photosynthesis,
I feel like
that's
like scientifically, like yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And then a lot of these are like scientifically people, this is how people work, right? Along the lines of people, supportive people, like having supportive friends or family or not even. Maybe it's like a coworker or someone that just has good vibes, makes you feel good.
Somehow. You ever have those school friends or like in-class friends?
In-school friends or like in-work friends are immaculate.
Yeah.
They're like, it's crazy.
Those people who like might not be in your circles outside of like a work or school situation, but like in those situations, or maybe there's like a person at your that works at like the coffee shop that you go to, or, like, a restaurant. Like, sometimes there are people just, like, placed in places throughout your life that just always give you really good vibes and put you in a good mood.
Good vibe, people. Nutrients, good food, another scientific thing. When you fill your body with nutrients.
Literally good energy.
Ooh, like, quite literally
good
that is good energy, because food is energy.
Nutritious food.
Nutritious food is
food.
Like, that's how the human body works.
Please, now I'm, like, already thinking of, like, summer, sunshine, fresh air, fresh food. This is why that's honestly probably, like, everyone experiences, like, seasonal depression to some extent. Literally because there are less energy givers in your life.
Right.
There's literally less sunshine, less outdoor
less
time.
Less color.
Less like, fresh food, less color, yeah.
Less energy, because heat is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And cold is lack of heat. Guys, we should teach high school
depression. Except we didn't cure it, we just explained it.
Being creative just, like, gets your mind working, and even if it's working on, if you're, like, drawing, and you like to draw, and that's your source of creativity, and you'd be drawn, that gives energy to not just, like, your drawing space. Like, that gives energy to, if you're in a zone where you're being creative, you're using your brain a little bit.
You're like, working those creative muscles.
You're naturally just gonna, like, give energy to all the other parts of where your brain wants to go. Start thinking, and
I don't know why it made me think of tie-dyeing outside. I don't know why when you said, like, creativity and I'm thinking, like, colors and energy, I was, like, tie-dyeing outside. But a lot of people, like, I feel like, I don't know if tie-dye will be as big this summer, but I feel like for the past couple of years, like, tie-dye's been huge. So many people make, like, tie-dye clothing businesses.
Oh, really?
Well, how many? Yeah, so many, like, Instagram stores and things with, like, tie-dyed sweatshirts and stuff. Really? That was, like, a whole thing. That was an entire era. It was, like, people would just, like, have tie-dye businesses. Like, I feel like last summer.
Maybe I wasn't on that side of the internet.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one. Doing things just for fun. Like, not having a reason, just doing it. Because that, on one hand, having reasons for things is, like, good and provides structure and, like, meaning to things. But on the other hand, always needing to have a reason for things can be draining. So sometimes doing things just for fun can, number one, be enjoyable. Like, point blank, it's enjoyable, gives you energy, makes you happy. But it can also, once you start doing things, you start doing more things, and you want to do more things, and then it just gets you existing. These are, by the way, in, like, no order or ranking, but consistency, doing something consistently, putting you in a little bit of a routine, making things more impactful and valuable to you. Consistency is great. Movement. This can be physical movement or, like, movement with anything. I wrote down variation next to it, because variation sparks interest, and it switching things up, like little changes, can restart your interest in things, re-spark your motivation in things, inspiration, all of those things that we attribute to these energy givers. Switching things up, physical, like, even if it's just in your mind, if it's switching up how you plate your food, like, the tiniest little changes can make the world a little bit more interesting.
I read something recently that variation is, like, one of the key factors. They paired it with something else, and I can't remember exactly what the other thing was, but to sticking with something long term. It was like, I don't know why I'm blanking on what the other thing was, but it was having variation in something. So say, like, and Catherine said, like, with healthy eating, having some variation of, like, you don't have to eat the same thing every day for it to be healthy eating, but, like, adding some variety in there, then you get excited about what everything is. Or with working out, having variation in your routine makes it not so, like, monotonous, so that every day you're excited to do something a little bit new, or do something that maybe you haven't done since last week or something, you know? Like, having that variety in there is motivational in itself, because it gets you excited, because everything is a little bit familiar and a little bit new.
Right. It just, like, freshens things up.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have communication and conversation, which are... Conversation is something for me that's, like, I love talking. That's what we're doing here. But, like, having a good conversation with someone is so amazing. Like, it's just so much fun. When you have a really good conversation with someone, whether it's someone you've known forever or someone you just met, like, it just feels really good when you, mm-hmm. during the conversation and even after the conversation, you're like, that just feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you can leave a conversation or, like, an interaction with someone and it just, like, leaves you in that, like, buzzy good mood, yeah. You know? In terms of movement, because I know you covered movement, I got a little bit specific about, like, the type of movement that I feel, like, are so energy giving for me. The first thing I said was sweaty workouts, because I feel like workouts where you just, like, give it your all and you just, like, get really, like, sweaty and you throw all of your energy out like, makes you feel so good. Because I feel like I leave, and I know, like, being sweaty is not necessarily an indicator of a good versus a bad workout, but there's some extra level of satisfaction when you leave a workout just, like, sweaty. Because you just, finishing like, feel a like being you, sweaty just you feels did it good. Right.
It feels, you know, good.
And then also running. Running, like, literally, like, runner's high is, like, a thing, you know? So that's, like, also a scientific thing. You get your endorphin rush. So running, sweaty workouts, I feel like honestly more so cardio things are so energizing for me. Like, I love lifting, but I feel like lifting for me is more so like it feels like therapeutic and like low, a bit lower energy, whereas cardio, like, literally that's what it is. It feels so high energy, but I feel like it gives me so much energy.
Chemical release in your brain.
Yes. And then I also, you're gonna like this one, Catherine. I said spinning to good music.
So true. I have a spin playlist and I use it all the time.
And that's what I mean by good music is Catherine's spin playlist.
I haven't spun in, like, three. It's public on my Spotify. But
also, like, emotional music with a good beat. Like, you could spin to some, like, Taylor Swift.
Right. This one's private, but August 3rd, it's called Spin Aug 3rd. And that's, like, I use it all the time because it's just a good mix of all of the songs.
Yeah. Like, if you guys have done, like, spin classes or have a spin bike and, like, spin by yourself sometimes before, we have a spin bike in our basement gym at home. And it's, like, such a good vibe sometimes, especially either right early in the morning or at night when it's already dark, when you, like, can turn the whole speakers on in the room with music that has, like, such a good beat, because you need a song with a good beat to spin to. And when you just, like, click in with that music, that's, like, one of the best workout-type feelings I feel like you can have.
That thought and, like, thinking about summer workouts. It's so summery. And, like, being at our hometown house in the summer. That's energizing. Like, being in a good mood in that house, because, I mean, we've talked about before, like, sometimes we don't like being in our hometown because it's just
sometimes super it has lonely vibes,
and has negative vibes. But when it has positive vibes, they're through the roof. And we talked about this in the Core Memories episode, but there's this one video of me and my friend making a smoothie bowl in our house. Like, we had just moved to the new house, middle of the summer, windows open, like, we had music blasting through the whole house, and there's just a video of us just, like, dancing in the kitchen and scooping peanut butter. I wish I could show it, but
so yeah, that spin vibe, like, I've been thinking about that recently, because our gyms here don't have spin bikes, and even if they do, it's kind of just like it would be like in a gym out in the open. But like, even when you can go to like a spin class, that's like such a good vibe. Or if you have a spin bike at home, or like some space where you can just really like zone in, that is such a good feeling. Similarly, you were just talking about smoothie bowls. So I feel like I have to add that smoothies and smoothie bowls are also on my list, because they're just like one of the most good vibe foods for me, a smoothie or a smoothie bowl, because they're refreshing. They're full of fruit. You put protein powder in there and you have your protein too. They just like have everything that you need. And especially if you make a smoothie bowl for like a bigger meal, then you can get a granola or a cereal or like something crunchy. You can have some more fresh fruit on top. Like, it just is everything that I could ever need in a food. And it energizes me immediately. Like, that's the most energizing food for me, I would say. Well, another food I said, like fresh salad bowls. Because I feel like just like fresh things in general. Fresh, flavorful, colorful. You said good people. I got a bit specific. I said talking to good friends. And then I also said talking to my mom. Because sometimes, like, if my mom and I, like, go for a walk together and we have a conversation, I, like, feel really good after that. Swimming in the ocean. Salt water. Such a good feeling when you just... salt water. But, like, when you just, like, dive into the ocean, and when you really just, like, jump into the ocean and swim in the ocean. Also, where we live,
the ocean is freezing until, like, the end of August for one day, and then it goes back to being cold. So every time you go in, number one, it's, like, a whole event, because you have to get in the water, and it's so fun. And number two, it, like, jolts your energy, because jumping into a freezing cold ocean... And I think salt water is also just... I don't know, that's just, like, a good...
More so than a pool, salt water. Just, like, picks you up. I said cooking food with the music on. When you can make cooking...
Stop, no, we're literally just listing things from...
That's not just a summer thing. That's also... That can be any time. Like, at school...
Insert pizza making video.
Oh, my God. at school last semester in Boston, like, if I would ever cook for myself, I would, like, make it an event for yourself. Put music on out loud or in your AirPods if you share a space with people. And, like, have no other responsibilities. That's how you can make cooking healthy things enjoyable, is if you, like, make a therapeutic event out of it. So play your music, cook some good food. I also said a dance party because,
yeah,
like, you know those times where I feel like we do that with friends? When you just, like, I play music, like, and you have, like, a dance party with friends, just, like, a casual out of nowhere, you're just, like, singing and dancing.
Yeah.
That just makes a core memory every time. There's not much that can beat that, like, with friends, when you can just vibe like that.
It's like a singing in the car type moment.
Yeah, similar vibe. I also said walks home with friends. Like, I feel like the walk home after a night out or an event or something is almost better than the thing itself, because then you're with that, like, tight group of people. Like, last semester, we would always walk home with our roommate, Anna, and that was almost the best part of the night sometimes, because you're just, like, but that's also, like, such a good vibe. It's just, like, the core group, like, you're debriefing a bit.
It's the debrief.
You're on, like, good vibes. Everything feels good. And like, it's at night, it's crisp, it's a little bit, like, alone outside, you know? That's always
no, the best walks were, like, October when it got cold, and we were all cold, and, like, trying to speed walk home, and it was us and our roommate, Anna, and then our friend Eugenia and Lucas, like, walking home, because we were the only people that lived
in, like, one specific area.
In one area. So we would all walk home together.
Okay, moving on a bit. A clean, just anything clean. A clean environment. Also, the feeling of you being clean. Like, when you wash your hair for the first time in a while. I like to prolong hair washing, because it's such a task when you have long hair. It's like, you have to wash it. And then either you have to, like, wait forever for it to dry, or you have to blow dry it and all of that. And so I always put it off. But then the feeling when you actually do wash your hair, you just feel so clean and fresh, and that's such a good feeling. So cleaning yourself and cleaning your environment. Those are both energy givers for sure. Skincare, I said as well. That's a simple, like, if you wash your face and you just, like, feel less grubby, and you can put some, like, cooling products on your face, that's pretty energizing as well. Positive affirmations, love. You know, that's an easy, like, you just can say things to yourself. Boat rides. Boat rides are so nice. Love a good boat ride. When the wind is hitting your face and the cool, salty air, that's great. Similarly, a roof-off drive or a window-down drive with music. I said productive work and fulfilling work, because when you don't procrastinate something and you're really productive, that's such an amazing feeling. Also, fulfilling work, where it's, like, something that you genuinely care about or enjoy doing, or, like, you want to be doing, because work that you want to be doing and you care about is always easier and feels better to do than work that you just, like, are dreading and don't want to be doing. And then I also said capturing memories in photos and videos, because not, like, living through your phone and stuff, but when you can capture some memories on photo, on video, like, we have an episode called Core Memories where we talked a lot about this, but, like, it allows you to make moments into memories long term. Like, if you can capture some things that maybe you would have forgotten about, now you always have those, like, pictures and videos to look at, and they kind of become embedded in who you are and your memory bank. And it also is another outlet of creativity, like, and Captain said, being creative is always such a good energy giver and feeling. And so if that for you is something with photo and video, then you get a 2-for-1 right there.
Oh, that was just the givers.
That was just the givers. Oh,
we haven't even done the
drawers. That was just the givers, but I think I have more energy givers. That's what I found when I was listing this, is that more energy givers came to mind for me than energy drainers, which kind of surprised me, because
not
I feel
because,
like,
more exist, but
yeah, I feel like it's easier to think about negative things usually, or that's what I thought would happen. But I felt like for me, I have a decent amount of energy drainers that I thought of that were, like, actual energy drainers, but I also felt like a lot of energy draining things was actually just the lack of energy givers, or the opposite of them.
Mm-hmm. I think also it's a lot harder to label energy drainers, because a lot of times they're, like, happening in your head, whereas, you know, you can easily say, like, the sun and fruit and people, like,
but
for
it's hard to say
givers,
like,
it's a lot easier
a
to
bad,
like,
mood, you know, like, it's harder to label or pinpoint a tangible thing that is the energy taker. Mm-hmm. But when you can, then you can be much more aware of them, and it's a great tool to have. What are some of yours?
Overthinking, people pleasing, dwelling on things, or just really, like, anything that happens in your head. And then people, of course, because people, just like people can have good vibes.
Just people.
People. No, just like people can have good vibes, people can have bad vibes, and people can be draining to you. It's just how it works. Being stuck in complaining mode, one-sided relationships, similar to people. But also that, like, a one-sided relationship, friendship, whatever it is, that gets you stuck in your head a lot more. That makes you overthink. That makes you dwell on things more. And I liked this one. Having bad boundaries is horrendously draining.
Wait, you just said something that I liked. Something you said, one-sided relationships get you in your head more, which is like other things. And I think that that's true for all or most energy drainers, is that the kind of common thread through a lot of them is that they have you thinking more than doing.
Right.
Or like thinking more than living. Like your wheels are turning, but you're not, like, doing much. It's all in your head. So that's, like, what I think a lot of energy drainers give. And that's why I also think it can be hard to pinpoint, because sometimes that happens and you're like, okay, what was this? What am I actually thinking of? What caused this?
I'm, like, the worst at actually setting boundaries, because that's just so difficult. And I
had
to
make Catherine block somebody's number last semester.
Well, she just that. It's like
she has a really hard time saying
no for no reason, or like
not saying yes to everything, like friends or people, or even like a project.
But if I have no like real reason to say no, I feel bad saying no. I just am so bad at setting like the little boundaries, but that once again causes you so much stress and to be in your head so much. And see, these drainers are more like mental things, because I feel like energy givers, it feels more like a physical energy, but energy drainers is more mental. But anything along those lines, energy drainers.
Mm-hmm. Well, being along the lines of like not being able to say no to things, I think a lot of it is that we always think that you have to justify saying no. Like it's hard to just say no just to say no. You feel like you have to be like, no, I can't because I have blah blah blah, but like, let's do this another time, right? It's, like, hard to just say, no, I just don't want to right now. It just doesn't feel right. I just don't want to. No. Anyways, so similarly, a lot of mine are mental things, but I also have some physical things as well. So mental comparison traps, it's so easy sometimes to just start comparing you, your accomplishments, your life, so many different things to what you see of other people. And it's really easy to fall into, because when you think about it, you are literally with yourself, in your body, in your head 24/7, and you only get a glimpse of other people. So it's like you're always comparing your 24/7 self to the small and usually very curated glimpse that you get of somebody else's. So you don't understand their whole experience.
You're comparing your worst to someone else's best. Like, yes. If you, like, see someone out, you know, if there's always this one person, you're like, how do they always look so good, so put together? But you're only seeing them, like, out in public or at something, right? Where you are also putting your best foot forward, or, like, getting dressed up. Like, that's...
You're comparing your, like, Sunday morning rolling out of bed to somebody else's, like, the Saturday night that you were with them before.
Right.
You know? That's no fair. Or on social media, if you're scrolling, you're seeing the pictures and videos that somebody chooses to post, probably did some editing to, and, like, curated the entire mood and vibe and everything of to your actual life. So I just don't think that there are many situations where comparing isn't energy draining. And also too much screen time with that, because it usually just leads to that comparison. I also said consuming immediately in the morning, and I say consuming in the sense of content, news, food, caffeine, like, if I wake up immediately in the morning and the first thing I do is just, like, consume something, I feel like that
drains
my energy.
You're already, like, giving yourself to external things.
Exactly.
Like, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, that day is already gone. You know what I mean?
So I've been trying to, in the morning, not be on my phone for a while. The first thing I do is hydrate. And then if I can, like, step outside into the sun, it kind of, like, centers me and, like, puts me with myself for a moment before I start consuming external things. Too much pressure and overthinking. I know, and Catherine touched on that as well. Conflict with a person, because I think that's one of the most draining things when you're having an argument, or you find some sort of conflict with something and you, like, don't want to bring it up. So maybe it's just this conflict going on in your head.
Me.
That sucks. But also, if you are, like, actively in conflict with someone, that's one of the worst feelings. For me, personally, I don't really do well with conflict and confrontation. I would rather everything
I'd rather just leave well. It in my head and not
And I would rather complain to Aunt Catherine or my mom or something instead of actually addressing the problem.
Me and I have literally been talking about the same thing with you and Anna for, like, a year.
Yeah. Staying up too late at night because that's just draining, and it drains your energy then for literally. The other day. It drains you, like, into the other day. I wrote down some food things. Greasy foods, something that's really greasy, I feel like it just, like, weighs you down immediately. It feels like an energy drainer for me in the moment. Also, like, fake sugars, sugar alcohols, chemicals, things like that. I personally, like, they're not good for gut health, and
they're
so
not good for anyone, like, they're chemicals.
So those feel like they take me down and drain me.
But those are also, like, literal nutrition science.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, that is energy.
Mm-hmm. Also, some, like, bad coping mechanisms. I said stress eating, because sometimes is, like, a coping mechanism that I use, and that just never makes you feel good in the moment or for the future, because that, like, really drains you in the coming hours and, like, day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, nail biting, which I've gotten so much better. I've actually been so good at recently. I embarrassingly am a 19-year-old girl who just bites my nails.
Yeah, that is so embarrassing.
It's honestly so embarrassing.
This is my, like, genetic... This is my only genetic advantage.
Is her nails? That's your only genetic advantage? I think you have probably more than that. But, yeah, and Calvin's always had strong, long nails. And I've always had flimsy, weak nails. And I have always bit in them. But for the past month or so, I literally have just decided I'm not gonna bite my nails. And I've stuck to it, and they feel so much stronger than they ever have, which I feel like is part of it. I don't know why, but they don't feel flimsy or bad. But that, like, something like nail biting, I also, like, bite my lip. Things like that, that, like,
I bite when I'm stressed, like, the inside of my cheeks.
Those, like, so little bad. Ways that you, like, can cope with stress sometimes, or boredom even. I feel like it goes both ways for me. Yeah. They're so energy draining after. Sometimes I bite my lip, and then for, like, hours after, I'm like, what? Like, why did I do that? Because now I just have, like, cracked dry lips for the next 2 days.
Okay, that's
anyways,
disgusting.
Uncomfortable clothes. Uncomfortable clothes just immediately drain you. If you're not comfortable right. with what you're wearing, whether it's, like, a confidence thing or whether it's, like, physically uncomfortable, I wrote denim shorts because those can just be, like, so physically bad. Uncomfortable.
I'm wearing jeans right now that are, like, four sizes too big for me. I love them.
They're so baggy
they're
and
so
comfortable.
Comfortable. And they, like, don't make you feel super gross because it's not, mm-hmm. like, you know how sweatpants sometimes, like, they just make you feel gross.
Sometimes when they're not, like, a crisp, clean, like, you right. know, like, good quality yeah. sweats make you feel good. But crusty sweats, no. I wrote, as an energy drainer, like, feeling crusty. Like crusty clothes, like, an old, like, crusty t-shirt, like, a bad old pair
crusty,
of sweatpants.
Not
or,
as
like,
in, like,
pajamas.
How it
like,
feels, necessarily, but, like,
just, like,
mentally how,
yeah,
just mentally crusty.
You just feel, like, kind of, like, you know. And also, like, skin. If my skin is feeling, like, dry and crusty, that drains me, too. But if you can feel, like, hydrated and crisp all
to
over
to the right level,
that's a giver.
But literally all of these things can connect to, like, energy givers, energy drainers. You can find some that connect to all senses, all, like, of the pillars of health, all emotions, whatever it is, like, mm-hmm. there are energy givers and energy drainers in that.
I think it's good, too, if you're thinking of your own energy givers, try to think of them in the sense of all of those different types of health and wellness, like physical, social, emotional, career, like all of the different types of things, because that's also how you can create balance in all of those and make everything feel better, because they're all spilling into each other and helping each other out if you can focus on things that are in a range of categories in your life.
But also having a little of both categories, givers, takers, gainers, drainers, whatever you want to call it, is healthy, it's normal, and it spices up, like, it's interesting. Like, sometimes energy drainers or, like, the bad or negative things add to the plot.
Right. Gives you, like, a little wave of life.
Both,
you know?
Both parts are just, like, parts of life, and they make it interesting. So yeah. This is not saying you need to get rid of energy drainers by any means. It's just fun to know kind of what they are. And
mm-hmm. And when you have this, it's like you, like, have a toolbox in your mind. When you can actually write out, like, I know that drinking water and washing my hair and getting some sunshine or going for a run or going for a walk, like, I know that all of these things make me feel good. Or talking to my friend, talking to my mom. You know all of those things make you feel good, and so now you have this set of tools that you can intentionally use.
So, like we said, our goal for this week is to focus on our own energy givers and try and make some of them happen.
If you can, because, you know, some are little and some are big, so it's, like, really easy to at least have one, if not more, energy giver, like, intentionally placed in your day.
Right. Well, some of them are literally, like, go drink some water right now. Like, get up, go have some ice water.
Yeah.
Or eat a snack that looks good, tastes good, makes you feel good. Like, those can be super quick, super easy, and are the little bursts of energy throughout your day. Some more long-term ones or, like, more intense ones could be cooking a new meal. You know, things that take more involvement.
Going to the beach, you know, swimming in the ocean. That's not always as, like, accessible at every moment.
Right. All those things. But both are helpful and valuable and, again, interesting to know about.
Yes. So, yeah, our goal this week, throw some more of those into our day. Be intentional about sprinkling them throughout our week now that we've kind of defined what all of those are for us.
And if you're watching, we have clips throughout. A lot of the clips will be from what we did this week.
Yeah, a lot of the clips that you've seen, if you're watching the podcast, have been from this week, the things that we're trying to do intentionally with these different energy givers. So we don't even know what those exactly are going to be yet. So it'll be interesting when we get to put this together. They'll be there. If you guys go make your own list of energy givers and takers after you listen to this episode, steal some of ours if they're the same. Think of some of your new ones, though. And if you want to share some of those on Instagram, put it on your story. Tag us at Girls With Goals Pod or each of our personal Instagrams. I would absolutely love to see what you guys come up with and what the energy givers and takers are in your life. And it'll just be like a therapeutic experience for you.
Welcome to the Double Take. So I asked you on the Instagram, at Girls With Goals Pod, to share some of your energy givers and energy drainers, and I made a list of some of the most commonly answered ones. Of course, everyone had some specific ones, you know, tailored to them, but these are the ones that if you're preparing to make a list of your own or want to know that you have some of the same energy givers and energy drainers, I guess that's a nice thing to know that you have the same ones as other people.
And I hope that also just by listening to us list ours and listening to these from other people, that it energizes you, like, in itself, just by hearing it. Because I know it does for me, so.
Just talking about it. I'm going to speed run through these. Energy givers. Routine. Hot girl walks, going for a walk or movement. Cleaning. Parentheses alone. That's so nice when you get into, like, a nice cleaning zone. Sunshine, sitting outside in nice weather. Being glowy tan, an amazing feeling. Fresh air, working out, in parentheses. It makes me tired, but not in a mentally draining way, like a good way. And someone said post-workout meal, which...
like the one of the best moments in an entire day.
Eating a stacked and nutritious meal, food that... I'm going to add this one, food that looks pretty. I love it. Like when my food looks colorful and is plated nicely, picture-worthy. It's amazing. Music, driving with the windows down, listening to music. Amazing feelings, especially in the summer. Someone said Girls With Goals. Love you.
Thank you.
Going to work. And I like this because someone said I work in a care home with dementia patients. And wow. Our grandpa was in a dementia home. And he would be the life of the party there.
Yeah, we used to visit and all that the time.
Was, like, it's so fun to visit him. And, like, it was so fun to go see him because he didn't think he was in a home. And he was just, like, he didn't know who we were. And he'd be, like, tell the nurses, like, look at these. Look at them.
They're so pretty. Yeah. I see how that would be really energizing to work there because it's so rewarding for yourself as well. Like that.
And if you have patients like that, then it's so fun. But also that's a very difficult job. So congratulations, you're doing the most. Scrolling through Pinterest, energizing. A visual representation. Nice conversations, deep convos that come naturally with good people. Someone said that Legally Blonde because it always motivates me to get my life together.
That's funny.
I love it. Sunsets. I personally am a sky person, like through and through, love the sky. It will never not be energizing to me. Communication, friends, or if you're in a relationship, kind people. People with good vibes, like we said. Hearing people talk about their dreams and their goals.
Did somebody else say that?
Someone else said that. That's like, I've always said that. I've always said that.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't write that down. I think I was being a little bit selfish in the ones that I was writing because I didn't even think about that. But that's huge. I love hearing about other people's things that get other people amped up and energized. It'll do the same to you.
Even like my favorite thing is when I know nothing about what the other person is talking about, but they're just so passionate and so interested in it that I like, it's just so fun to hear other people talk about their interests.
And when people surprise you with it too, when it's somewhat, maybe it's like sometimes there are people that you know casually or you know of, and then some point you like learn something else about them, or they like get into something they're passionate about and you're like, whoa, I didn't know this about you. But everyone has so many things.
Showering was said a lot. Feeling clean, we love it. Being creative, a lot of people said religion, so if you're religious, that can absolutely be a huge source of energy or
happiness, good
happiness,
vibes for you,
motivation, you know. But these were just some of the most common ones or most interesting ones that we shared. And then some energy drainers can be toxic friends, negative people, fake people, all those things. Stress, anxiety, more of the mental struggles, unconscious stress, intrusive thoughts, having a dirty room or a cluttered space, procrastinating, complaining, which sometimes is an energy release, like complaining is a part of life. But once you do it too much, you just get trapped in this negativity loop. And someone said the difference. Someone said that there's a difference between complaining and venting.
Ooh,
groundbreaking. Screen time, social media, excessive scrolling, all of that. And I like this one. Trying to fit in with a certain group that you don't naturally fit into.
Oh my god, wait, I forgot to say that. I wrote for an energy drainer, feeling like an outsider in a group.
Yeah, absolutely. Pressure, whether it's family, school, work, future, comparison is a huge part of that. Overworking yourself. Someone said going out every night, which, like, physically, mentally, socially, that is draining. Eating poorly, bad gut health.
Bad gut health, huge. That's also scientific.
It's like, we can talk about this.
I've
like
always
bring
wanted
in studies, but
it,
your gut health is linked to your mental health so severely. The winter, no sunlight, no windows. That's horrendous. And then inconsistency.
There can be good things about the winter. Like, for a second, it's
refreshing.
Wow. And it gives a bit of contrast.
Right.
And doing activities outdoors in the winter, if it's a little bit sunny, like skiing on a cold but like sunshiny day, that's pretty energizing.
Right.
But
and then just inconsistency, and a lot of these things can fall into both categories. Like going to work, sometimes that can be draining for some people. That can be draining. Scrolling through Pinterest, someone said too much of that can be draining for people. Communication can be draining for people. Friends, people can be good vibes, bad vibes.
I think we've all experienced that, probably, where you have a best friend or a really good friend, and usually it's great, it's very energizing, but like sometimes depending on other factors in your life, or maybe like the amount that you're seeing them in or spending time in, sometimes friends temporarily can go into that draining category even when they're usually in energizing. So yeah, so many things do kind of fluctuate.
Energy givers and drainers. That was just a massive list of things. But if you guys want to use this as a little journal prompt entry, it's always a good one. If you want to share some of yours, share pictures of your energy givers, tag us at Girls with Goals Pod, at Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean. Our Instagrams are always linked in the bottom.
I feel like this is also a great episode to save, to come back to in the future when you feel like you need to think of some of those energy givers, or maybe in like a transitional period of your life. When school ends, summer comes, like this is definitely something to come back to and think about again.
So true. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Rate the podcast, follow wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple, subscribe on YouTube. Give it a thumbs up if you're on YouTube, or give it a rating anywhere else. We'll see you next week.
Bye.